Shalom, everyone, and welcome back to Abu Ali's podcast. Today, we're diving deep into the recent escalations between Israel and Iran and the supposed ceasefire. To help us unpack all of this, we have Dr. Liat Cohen, a Middle East geopolitical analyst. Liat, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Gukrus. It's certainly been a very busy 24 hours.
Busy is an understatement. So let's start with the ceasefire. According to Abu Ali Express, Trump declared that a ceasefire would take effect after both sides complete their missions. What's your take on Trump's involvement here?
Well, Trump's involvement is, as always, complex. His style is very much about grand pronouncements and declaring victory, even if the reality on the ground is far more nuanced. The timeline Abu Ali Express lays out shows a flurry of activity, almost chaotic, leading up to this ceasefire. Trump tweeting, "Peace through strength, while missiles are still flying," doesn't exactly scream stability.
Exactly. And it seems like the ceasefire itself was shaky, to say the least. We saw reports of continued missile launches from Iran even as it was supposed to take effect. Abu Ali Express notes a fifth wave of launches from Iran triggers alerts minutes before the ceasefire is supposed to take effect. What does that tell us about Iran's intentions?
It suggests a few things. Firstly, it could indicate a lack of central control over all Iranian forces. Different factions within Iran may have different agendas. Secondly, and perhaps more likely, it could be a deliberate attempt to save face. Abu Ali Express highlights this, saying Iranian propaganda channels are trying to establish a victory narrative, even though they took a beating. The idea is Iran was the last to fire. Image is everything for them.
That makes sense. The need to project strength, even when they're clearly on the back foot. Now, Israel claims to have achieved significant objectives during this operation with lions, as they called it. Abu Ali Express quotes the Israeli government saying they removed a double immediate existential threat, both in the nuclear field and in the field of ballistic missiles. Do you think that's an accurate assessment?
It's certainly a bold claim. While Israel undoubtedly inflicted significant damage on Iranian nuclear and military infrastructure, completely eliminating the threat is highly unlikely. These capabilities are often dispersed and deeply embedded. However, the statement indicates that Israel feels they've significantly degraded Iran's capabilities, at least for the short term. The key question, as Abu Ali Express points out, is enforcement. Will there be Israeli enforcement against reconstruction efforts like what happens against Hezbollah in Lebanon? Will the enforcement be also against the nuclear project and also regarding the missile project?
Right. The long game. And what about the reports of targeted assassinations of Iranian scientists and military figures? Abu Ali Express mentions the killing of nuclear scientist Mohammad Reza Zadighi. What impact do these actions have on the overall situation?
Targeted killings are a double-edged sword. On one hand, they can disrupt specific programs and create fear within the Iranian regime. On the other hand, they can also fuel resentment and a desire for revenge, potentially leading to further escalation. It's a high-risk, high-reward strategy. Also, as Abu Ali points out, we see that later the Iranians are changing their story. The Iranians claimed earlier that they did not launch, and now they claim that the launch is a response to Israeli attacks that continued until 9 in the morning.
Absolutely. And it seems like the situation is incredibly complex, with multiple actors involved. We even saw reports of an alleged Israeli drone strike in Iraq, targeting a radar installation. How does this regional dynamic play into the Israeli-Iranian conflict?
The regional dimension is crucial. The Israeli-Iranian conflict isn't happening in a vacuum. It's playing out across the Middle East, with proxies and allies on both sides. The alleged strike in Iraq highlights the potential for the conflict to spill over into other countries, further destabilizing the region. And as Abu Ali Express pointed out, even Hamas is having trouble navigating the situation, seemingly unable to formulate a response to Iran's actions in Qatar.
That's fascinating. So, what's your overall assessment of the situation? Is this ceasefire likely to hold? And what are the potential long-term consequences of this recent escalation?
I think the ceasefire is fragile, to say the least. As we've already seen, both sides are quick to accuse each other of violations. The underlying tensions and strategic objectives remain unchanged. In the long term, this escalation could lead to a more entrenched and dangerous conflict between Israel and Iran, with potentially devastating consequences for the entire region. A key aspect will be the continued enforcement of any agreement by Trump. As Abu Ali Express reported, Trump is allowing China to keep buying Iranian oil. Hopefully, they buy oil from the U.S. too. This could undermine any deal that was made.
A sobering thought. Liat, thank you so much for your insights. It's been incredibly helpful to have your perspective on this complex situation.
Thank you for having me.
And that's all the time we have for today. Join us next time on Abu Ali's podcast for more in-depth analysis of events shaping the Middle East. Until then, stay informed.